Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar!
I hate dusting these blinking vases. Da, 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 da. Blimey, that's done it. Oh, Mrs. Dirt, you've broken Mr. Handley's lovely china ornament. It's the one I gave him for Christmas.
Oh, so you're his aunt, are you?
Me, his aunt?
Well, I was here when it came and he said, fancy sending me this, my giddy aunt. So long.
Oh, careless woman. Hello?
Hello. Can I speak to Mr. Handley?
You cannot. He's not at home. Who are you, may I ask?
Do you know he's very terribly busy tonight?
He's not being allowed out tonight.
Are you his mother?
Go! Oh! I've never been so insulted. First his giddy aunt, now his mother. What next, I wonder?
Granny by gaslight. Hello, folks. And hello, Hotch. What brings you here so early? My old acquaintance that should be forgot.
Mr. Handley, I resent your reference to my age. That at least is my own business.
Well, you've been in business a long time. Tell me, Hotch, how old are you really?
Thomas, there's one thing you should never ask a lady.
Well, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you, how old are you? Oh, come on, let's skip it. What have you come to see me for?
Mr. Handley, I have a proposal to make.
Well, I can't marry you, Hotch. Oh, no, I'm eloping tonight.
Eloping?
Yes, I'm running away with a smoothing iron.
I'm talking about a business proposition.
No.
I'm offering you a job that will bring a smile to the poor, tired faces in front of you.
I'm trying to do that now. And what a lot of tired faces, too.
No, I mean a job in charge of a tea and coffee stall.
What, a tea and coffee stall? Me surrounded by hot dogs and pickles?
You might at least have a go.
What, me in my state of wolf? No, I couldn't.
I've thought of the perfect name for it, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Now, isn't that clever of you, Uncle Tom's Cabin, eh? Have I got the black up for it? No, Hutch, I won't do it. Not even if you went down on your mended knees.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
All right, now, don't give way, Hutch. Lummy, she's crying like a pantomime horse out of one eye. All right, Hutch, I'll do it. And I'll get Dr. Summerskill to open it and call it, let me see now, a good sneak in for Snook.
Oh, Thomas, you've made me so happy. Let me kiss you. Mmm.
Doll. What a plonker, eh? What a plonker. Like a plunger coming out of the sink. Well, I suppose I better give this curbside cafe the once-over. Hello, manager of Uncle Tom's Cabin speaking. We're frying tonight, frying tonight. Fillets of plaice, fillets of cod, and fillets of Dixie. At your service.
Oh, it's you, is it? This is me. Hello.
Sophie Tuckshop, spending 2 pennies on a phone call. You may regret that later. Now, what do you want?
Well, I'm having an eating competition in my bedroom tonight.
Oh, what are you doing about food?
Oh, you're bringing that.
What?
Yes, bring sardines and condensed milk and cream buns and pilchards and ginger beer and cocoa and doughnuts and sausages.
Well, what are the others having? Well, listen, suppose I get caught bringing all that food into the house.
But my honour is at stake. If I lose, I won't be able to hold my head up at school.
Well, if you win, somebody else will have to hold it up.
Well, I had a practice last night and broke my own record.
Oh?
But I'm all right now.
Okay, Sophie, I'll think it over. By the way, how do I get into the house?
I'll leave a window open.
Yes, but which window? Oh, I see, the pantry window. All right, yes. Well, goodbye, goodbye. What have I let myself in for? Fancy me carting Tuck for Sophie. I shall have to organise an airlift. Oh, well, I'll go and have a look at this coffee stall. Ah, oh, what a lovely morning for smelling a rat. Hello, there it is, pulled up outside. What's its present name? Filthy Richard's a good pull-up for dirty dogs. I must make myself known. Anybody in?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Lummy's flicking the sausages with a fountain pen. Will you pardon me? I'm the new boss.
Oh, I'm glad you've come. Now I can slip off and have some breakfast.
Well, it's old Percy Puffleswaite. Are you working for Filthy Richard?
Yes. I always assist him on Thursdays.
Brother, you splashed a mouthful. Why don't you do something about your teeth?
What's the matter with them?
Well, they're slipping a lot. They'll soon be down to the second division.
Why do you go on about my teeth? They're fixed in firmly.
There they go. Stick them back again, will you?
Yes, I have. I still can't talk properly. I don't know what's the matter.
Well, let me see. Why, you've got a donut in your mouth. Your teeth must have snapped it up off the counter. Now, awful, now, Hoppy, go on. Now, I better look round this stall. It needs a complete spring clear out.
Bring the beer out. It's a good idea, Hanley.
Hello, Colonel. Hi. You look shocking. Have you been drinking Edgware Road whiskey?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I say, Hanley, I wish you'd stand still when you're talking to me.
But I am standing still.
That's what you think. There, look. You've turned a somersault.
What?
And there's a lizard going into your breast pocket.
Colonel, you've certainly made a comeback. Look at that red wine stain on your shirt front. It looks like a map of Russia. Where have you come from?
Trafalgar Square, sir. I danced round all the Christmas trees.
Oh, trees? I only saw one.
That's the worst of being sober, sir. You only see things by halves. I say, what about a drink?
Listen, Colonel, with a head like yours, why don't you try a swim in the Serpentine?
Try a gin and turpentine. I don't mind if I do.
All right, well, now you've said that, perhaps you'll pipe down.
Certainly, sir. To heel Leo.
Leo? Who are you talking to?
One of the lions from Trafalgar Square. He follows me everywhere.
Are you sure it isn't Harvey the rabbit? Anyway, I don't see a lion.
You don't see a lion, sir?
No.
Well, all I can suggest is you should take an aspirin. Good day, sir.
Good day, Colonel. Now, next time he comes around here, I'll give him some of my special coffee. It makes drunken men look sober and sober men look for the chemists. Well, there's one thing. Creep seems to have given up the struggle.
Little does he know I've just pinched one of his hot dogs.
Woo! Well, serves him right. He's taking the decoy one full of mustard. Hello, here's a rowdy shatter party coming in. I must get rid of them. I'll open a tin of grape shot. Here, now, none of that noise. Can't you see the notice? No singers served here unless accompanied by an orchestra.
A sweet tuxedo girl you see, green of swell society, fond of fun as one can be, when it's on the strip you see.
She's not too young, she's not too old,
not too timid, not too bold,
just the kind you like to hold, just the kind for sport I'm told.
Yeah!
chick-ta-boom, ta-da-da-boom, chick-ta-boom.
Ta-ra,
chick-ta-boom,
ta-ra, chick-ta-boom, ta-ra,
ta-ra, ta-ra-boom, dee ta-ra-ra-boom, dee ta-ra-ra-boom, chick-a-boom, 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 chick-a-boom.
I wonder what that song was called. Well, now, I must get busy. I'll a customer.
Sir, morning good.
Hey?
Sir, morning good, said I.
Morning good, sir. Oh, of course, yes, it's Basil backwards. Well, what can I do for you, Basil?
Coffee of cuppa.
Coffee of cuppa. Cuppa. Oh, I see. Cuppa coffee.
Yes, a strong two-knot.
Oh, we can't do a strong two-knot. But what about a snack?
Eh?
Well, a snack about a what?
Hmm. Meat as funny smells it.
What a pity. Well, I've got a lovely veg too and a joint off the cut. Could you have some of that?
No, repeat I. Here's your outwash.
You talking to me, I'll clock you.
Me clock? Police call I. Thief you, robber you.
And robber you too.
Say you did what?
Oh, go and plant yourself in the giver kick. The Backwoods Club, coming in here with that third program stuff. Next, what? Well, I better get this place shipshape before I meet any more purveyors of inverted verbosity.
What's a purveyor of inverted verbosity?
So I push the elephant into the wardrobe, eh?
I said, what's a purveyor of inverted verbosity?
Oh, who are you?
I'm a friend of Frisby Dyke. He's a bit late today. Goodbye.
Well, of all the ridiculous rhetoric...
Oh, sorry, Tom.
Yeah.
What's ridiculous rhetoric?
Oh, so you've come, have you? And what have you been doing with that beard of yours? You look like a cart horse's ankle. Well, I'll tell you what, Fizz. What about that? Have a nice bit of chuck and a pat of march, eh?
Well, no thanks, Tom. I've just had me tea.
Oh.
What sort of a job's this you've got, eh?
Oh, this is a tough one. You know, to make a success here, it's going to be a stiff task.
Task, Tom?
Yes.
Oh, the word is task. Don't you understand? Task.
Oh, is it? I see. Well, since you're so clever, how about gas mask?
Oh, no, no, it's not gas mask, Tom. It's gas mask.
Gas mask, eh? Well, now you've got that off your chest, you'll have more room to grow English tobacco. Now, off you go. You're holding me up.
Oh, I've got plenty of time. I'm not meeting Penelope for half an hour.
No?
No, we're going to rehearse a play.
What's the name of the poor dead author who can't answer back this time?
Well, it's by a wacko called Charlie Dickens. You ever heard of him?
What, Charlie Dickens who keeps the chippy in Brunswick Road?
No, no. No, this is another one.
Oh.
He wrote two films lately. Doing well, isn't he?
Well, he certainly is. He'll be writing a lot of books next. But what are you doing in this play?
Oh, I'm playing Faggin.
Faggin? Well, that's a new twist. Now, listen, Oliver, it's not Faggin, it's Fagin.
Oh, yes, and I've got a word of putty nose.
Putty? Putty, Frisbee? You shouldn't say putty. You should say booty.
Oh, well, thanks, Tom, for putting me right.
No.
Well, I must go now.
So where are you off to?
Well, I'm going to put my elocution teacher right about putty. He calls it patty. Ta-da, well.
Poor old thing. You know, no matter how hard he tries, he'll never be in my class. The class, man. He's got me dithering now. Oh, dear, here's Sophie Tuckshop. I better nail the case to the counter.
Oh, hello. It's me.
Yes.
You haven't forgotten about tonight, have you?
Well, I'm sorry, Sophie, but...
Those hot dogs do look lovely. May I have one?
Yes, you may, but where are you going to hide it? In your berry?
No, you are naughty.
I said in your berry.
Oh. I thought you said it.
No, I did not.
Goodbye, don't forget.
Goodbye, Sophie, goodbye. Gosh, I wish I could get out of this masticating match tonight. Ah, now this is better, a lorry. Now that's the trade I want. Hello, driver. Nice cup of char. Help yourself to a lump of sugar.
What, me? In my state of health?
Now, atlas and on a lorry.
Yes, I got a big load under my tarpaulin.
He's got another new name for it. Man's a genius.
Yeah, we come over a very steep hill. I had an awful job getting it up.
It's time you try getting it down. People are beginning to talk.
Do you know?
What?
At one point I had to leave it. And when I come back, somebody knocked a bit off.
Just a minute. What are you talking about?
A heavy load on me lorry.
Oh, I thought you meant the heavy load under your waistcoat. I see.
Why do you laugh at my tummy? What's behind it all?
You are. And a long way behind, too. Well, you better get off now and give my regards to Chipping Sodbury, will you, when you go through?
All right. I don't know what'll happen if I get a puncture.
Well, you'll be no good to me if you do. Goodbye.
Oh, dear.
What? What a funny fat man he is. You know, I don't know how he keeps it up week after week, unless he uses the back of a chair. You see, you know, I haven't sold a thing yet.
Hello. Oh. A cup of tea, please.
Oh, certainly. Would you like it in the tea lounge at the back?
A tea lounge?
Well, it's really a tea chest with a little oil lamp in it. You'll find it nice and quiet. There'll only be you and two rabbits. Would you, sugar?
No, thank you. All I want it to be is hot and strong.
Certainly, madam. Now, where's the urn? Ah, here we are. Dear, dear, dear. You know, I didn't know my own strength. I didn't really. Anything else?
Ah, the tea leaves.
The tea leaves where?
Here in my cup. How wonderful.
Well, it certainly is in this tea.
I read the tea leaves. I see a rather charming man with glasses and a quiet tie.
Yes.
He's getting married to a tall, dark, slim girl.
Yes, yes.
And then I see him later on, surrounded by a large family.
Here, let's have a look at that cup. I thought so. You're not reading the leaves, you're reading the stalk. Well, goodbye.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to Portland Place to watch the people come out of Broadcasting House and catch them at the same time. They're so hungry, they'll eat anything.
I say, do you mind awfully if I do my stuff here?
Your stuff?
Yes, I'm doing a bit of recruiting, you know, army now.
But I can't hear a word you're chewing. What do you propose to do?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's rather frightful, really. I've got a band with me.
Oh, a band? Oh, what's your name?
Pogworthy Proudfoot, known as Poggles.
Poggles? Do you mind frightfully if I call you Poggles?
I'd be delighted by that, though. Would you mind frightfully if I got cracking?
My dear Poggles, you can crack off as soon as you like.
Thanks, really, appallingly. Ben Mustard!
Hello, Tommy Bach.
Good heavens, Ray. He does look smart in his new uniform. Doesn't he, Poggles?
Ben Mustard, get your hair cut!
Thanks, Poggles. I've been wanting to say that for a long time. But what's that old bandmaster Jenkins going to do today?
Quite a recruiting post for something like that.
Yes, by Pipe Major Warwick Bidgood. It's called A Day in the Life of a Soldier.
Or Tea in Bed with Monty. Anyways. Well, that was a nice piece of military music. I'd join the army myself if I was only slim. Ah, now, what was my good deed for today? Oh, I know, smuggle some food through Sophie Tuck Shop's window.
Hey, mister, give us a cup and a slice of thick, will you?
Hello, it's young Woodley. Can you pay for it?
Me? I got money to burn.
Oh, have you? Well, lend me a fiver. I want to light the stove. Where do you get this money?
Medicine bottles.
Medicine bottles? What, you mean collecting them and selling them back to the chemist?
That's a kid's game. I filled a bottle with coloured water, dropped it in the gutter and started to cry.
Oh, then what do you do?
Well, when the old woman comes along, I says, here, I've gone and lost me mother's medicine. And she gives me half a dollar to buy another one.
I wish I'd thought of that. I'd have been in Harley Street by now. Well, listen, you, I'll warm the peace about you.
You do, and I'll tell you what to use for coffee.
You dare. You know, dear, I wonder where his schoolmaster is now. Well, what a boy, what a boy. Come here, what's this apparition coming along? I shall never drink my own cocoa again now.
It's all right, sir. It's only me.
Mona, in a gold crown and purple velvet coat, sitting on a water cart. What's the idea this time?
It's the carnival, sir.
Oh?
They've made me Miss Waterworks of 1949.
So, Miss Waterworks, eh? You must pump up and see me sometime. Well, how did you come to be chosen?
Little sent in a photo what he took at Southend, of me leaning over a wall.
Eh? Well, that's a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
Well, it must have been, sir, because when the mayor saw it, he said, this one's got a nice, comfortable expression.
I don't have no answer to that one, but I bet the Lady Mayoress took a dim view of it. Well, what do you have to do?
Well, sir, my throne's on a water cart. And I'll drive round to each reservoir and say my little piece.
Oh, really? Well, let me hear it.
Right, sir. Oh, water, sparkling water, a boon to both the sexes. You slake the thirst of Stafford Cripps and wash the schoolboy's nexes.
Who wrote that, T.S. Eliot?
No, sir. Mr. Drip, the sanitary engineer.
Well, you certainly move in the best circles. Well, have you been crowned as the Queen yet?
Yes, sir, twice. Once in the town hall and once in the kitchen when I got home.
In the kitchen?
Yes, sir. Little did it with a frying pan.
Yeah.
He's dead against water. The very sound of it makes him mad.
Well, it's very awkward when you want a bath.
It is, sir. When I turn the tap on, I have to deaden the noise by letting the water run down the arm.
I've done that to you, though. Well, he's a terrier. Little fellow. Tell me, Mona. Why don't you leave Little?
I can't, sir. You see, he depends on me such a lot.
Huh?
Only the other night he come from a bird watcher's evening, very excited, and he sat on the end of the bed all night watching me through a telescope.
Well, he does get wrapped up in his subject.
Yes, sir. Well, the next morning he woke me up and he said, here, me old chaffinch, hop downstairs and peck the top off the milk bottle. I want me tea.
What a gift to television. Well, never mind, Mona. Keep your beak up.
I'm all right, sir. It's being so cheerful as keeps me going.
Poor old Mona. Now, I wonder what the time is. Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. Anyway, it's time I took the tuck along to Sophie's. Now, how can I get the swag in without being caught? I know nothing about cracking crib.
Then send for Paul Tremble.
Of course, the very man. Cool as cucumber. Now, I've got a dangerous mission tonight. Can you pick up clues?
I can pick up anything. What's that?
I'll pick that up later. Now, come with me. Come with me to the scene of the crime. Ah, well, here we are. Now, this is where we rescue a maiden in distress.
Oh. What's that?
That was her, but she's all right now. Now, come on, open the window.
Oh, Tommy, is that you?
Yes, Sophie, I've got the swag in a bag.
Oh, I say, are you any good at running?
Oh, no, I'm getting too old for that.
Oh, what a pity. There's a policeman just behind you.
What?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, good evening, Constable. Would you care to buy a ticket for the Radio Burglars Ball? But, Constable, I was just... But, Constable... But, Constable, I wasn't breaking into this house.
But who said anything about breaking in? You left your car unattended.
My car unattended? Well, aren't you going to arrest me for forcing the window? What a turnip for the crooks.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley and ITMA with Jack Train, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Guiler, Joan Harbin, and Hattie Jakes. Handley's Curbside Choristers, directed by George Mitchell. The Augmented Variety Orchestra, leader George Deason, conducted by Ray Jenkins. Script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.